It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California couple renews their vows in front of a dozen cats.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Alrighty, Kevin. News time. What do you say?
Steve, are we about to change our day on today, August 6th, 2024?
Ooh.
This right now, thrilling. What are you excited about today?
What am I excited about?
Yeah. Is there anything?
I mean, doing the show with you is always exciting.
Okay. That's something.
Okay. You got something better
anything
for me?
Else you're looking forward to?
I mean, the Olympics, all that
okay.
stuff.
Olympics.
Yeah. Maybe taking a nap.
What
later.
Was the big Olympic news yesterday? Anything?
Mm.
You have been kind of our Olympic watcher. You have watched way more of it than Jay and I have, but then every time I ask for a review, you don't seem to know anything.
Let's see. What was yesterday, you know, it was the exciting thing was volleyball, the men's indoor team.
Yes.
Did they say indoor or when it's just, I don't know. They had a nice win yesterday against, who was it? Brazil. Yeah. That was a really
exciting
game. Man,
those dudes are athletic and they hit the ball so stinking hard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's wild. I mean, like, it's fun watching the women's volleyball, right? And that's impressive.
Yeah.
And then you see the dudes and you're like, no, that is not safe.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's one of the sports that I guess is later in the day too. It must be in Paris.
Okay.
So that you catch it live, like when we get home at, you know, 1, 2 o'clock or whatever, it's still going on. And so I actually am able to see it live, which
is
good.
Oh, okay. There was a lot of Simone Biles talk yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that where she didn't get any gold medals yesterday, right?
She got a silver.
Silver in the floor routine.
I believe that was
And boy, did you see the controversy there.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened, but
I don't totally understand it either, but the, what is her name?
Suni Lee.
No.
Oh, no, not Suni Lee. Was it Jordan Childs?
Jordan Childs.
Yeah, that was it.
From Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, is she from Vancouver?
Yeah, she's a Vancouver, Washington girl.
Yeah.
She had the deal where she had finished fourth in the scoring. Or fifth, actually, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was fifth.
It was fifth.
And then they did an inquiry saying, no, she should have got more points because she did something. I don't know. I don't know how it all works. The judging and scoring is very complicated, I feel like, in gymnastics.
I think they missed one of her, something that they could give her like a tenth of a point for.
Right. And they come back and they do it. They give her the point and she gets the bronze.
Yeah, that was wild.
Which was super cool to see her celebrating and to see the girl who already thought she got the bronze.
Oh, I didn't see
who
that.
Who was like from Romania or something. Yikes. That was rough because you already thought you won the bronze medal. You've already celebrated.
Right.
And now they're like, oh, never mind. You don't get it.
Mm.
That part I did not like.
How would you react if something like that happened to you?
Oh, I would throw a fit.
Okay.
100%.
That seems about right.
I guess you'd just be so sad, right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, that's kind of what happened. There was I forget which swimming event it was, but they were one of the USA swimmers, she like went too early on going to like the backstroke or something. And she had won a medal, but they disqualified her because she went too early on one of the things. And
well,
like,
that
oh,
one's
man.
At least like, you know, there's some fault of yours,
I guess.
A little bit. I mean, I know it's very technical, but it is a rule and you can at least see how that happened. This one, the girl did nothing. She had it. But then they took it away because they changed the scores.
Right, right.
That's like at the end of a, you know, football game. They're just like, okay, Seahawks lose 21-22. And then they go back and go, no, never. You know what? We did it wrong. Seahawks win 23-22.
I'm sure you'd be happy about that.
I hope it happens a lot this year. But today, Steve, is a great day.
Uh-huh.
And we have everything we need to celebrate.
Okay, go on.
Normally, we would not. Today is National Root Beer Float Day.
Oh.
Originally known as the Black Cow, the root beer float got its start in Colorado in a mining camp. They called it the Black Cow way back in 1893.
Wow. So they've been making root beer floats since 1893.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't that sound... Oh, man. Please tell me you like root beer floats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, root beer, ice cream. Yeah.
Steve, we have ice cream in the freezer.
Do we have some left?
We have a whole container, I think. A whole carton.
Okay. I did not realize
that. I think.
Yeah. That was the soft serve.
Soft serve. Yeah.
When we made those lemonade... What was it? Lemonade...
Lemonade... Frosted lemonades.
Yeah.
We were trying to do the Chick-fil-A recipe.
Yeah.
So, how about this? Please tell me you grabbed a root beer from downstairs yesterday. Were there a couple root beers in there?
I mean, yesterday there were.
Okay. Well, we're going to get root beer. We're going to get ice cream, and we are going to have root beer floats. Is that going to get you pumped up for the rest of the day?
I mean, I was already pumped up, but I guess I'll even be more pumped up now.
And I need to celebrate this day because the other thing that it is today, it's National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Okay.
And I cannot wiggle my toes.
Practice makes perfect, Kevin.
I mean, I can wiggle them all together, like in unison, but I cannot spread my toes or wiggle them. It's the weirdest thing.
Hmm. Well, good to know. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Hey. Cleaning.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I guarantee you that within the next 365 days, we will have Chick-fil-A coming to Spokane officially.
Kevin James.
If we do not, I will allow you to tar and feather me.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Alrighty, Kevin. Listener letter time.
Dear Jay and Kevin, we've been having an issue lately with my brother and sister-in-law. It revolves around buying gifts for my mom. Her birthday is coming up in late September. We have been doing gifts together as siblings. We do it for Christmas, her birthday, and Mother's Day. We've been doing this for like 4 years now, and it works out great. We are able to get Mom nicer gifts. In the last 2 years, one of my brothers has started making a lot of money. He is happy to pay a larger amount than the rest of us so that we can get something really nice. And again, the goal is to get great gifts for our amazing mother. Now, we've made the rule that we just pay what we can. Like, you know, if we don't make as much money as he does, that's no big deal. We all three put our names on it, on the gift. Who cares? For some reason, my brother has started to get upset about it, the one who doesn't make very much money, and says, it just seems so stupid for me to give $40 for a $400 gift and put my name on it. He says, it almost feels like you guys are just flaunting your money. Isn't it nice, this is from Shelley who wrote the letter, isn't it nice that we just include him and make our mom happy? That's the whole idea. She loves getting the gifts, and honestly, she thanks us all exactly the same. I don't think she cares where it comes from. He has refused to participate in her birthday gift this year, just saying, forget about it. Maybe I'll get her a card or something. I think he's going to regret it. Do you think we should still put his name on the gift? That is from Shelley.
Okay, you can comment on our Facebook page, the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page. Also, call or text the Rungi Furniture Studio line, 509-441-0999.
It's a hard one because obviously there's a little bit of shame or jealousy or something from the one brother, right, who doesn't want to do it.
Sure.
To where maybe he just feels, inadequate. Like, gosh, Mom knows that I'm not giving. She knows my situation well enough that she knows that I'm not giving the money to help buy a $400 gift.
Right.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah. I
like,
see
I
that.
Could see that. Like, his pride might be a little injured.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think it's nice that they all go in and do it, that they are able to get the nicer gift or whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to like picture this in my family.
Okay. So let's see. Let's hear the rundown of what, how would that work for you?
Yeah. Like I'm trying to think of, and it maybe has happened in the past. I do know a couple of years ago we were going to, and there is one person in my family who makes a lot more money than the rest of us. And that's fine. But I remember we were going to get a washer and dryer for my mom and something she really wanted. And I was like, yeah, I can do about this much. And my sister said what she could do. And my brother's like, sounds great. We got the rest of it. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
We all did what we could do. And it wasn't like, you know, it just wasn't a big deal. And it was so great because my mom really, really loved it.
So you're saying he kind of just needs to accept it?
I don't know. I guess it didn't bother me. It didn't really hurt my feelings, and I don't know if it hurt my sister's. She never said anything about it.
Okay.
And again, I think because we both just really wanted my mom to have a good gift. And the fact that, you know, my brother was able to pay more, it didn't bother me.
Right. Well, I think in that situation, though, it's generally the thought that counts overall. And it's, you know, she knows or whoever knows that it's coming from all of you, no matter how much
absolutely
you're spending and per person.
Again, the bottom line is, for me anyways, is to try to make my mom happy. Ellie says this on Facebook. He is acting childish. I know that I cannot put as much money as my sister when we buy gifts, but I do what I can. I don't say fine, I won't participate. I just do what I can, and it's great. Amanda says, honestly, I don't think your mom cares. She loves you all. Even the poor son. Let him do his own thing. Which, I mean, there's some other people saying the same thing, that it's like, listen, your heart is in the right place. This is from Caitlin. She said, your heart is in the right place, but if you're asking our opinion, my opinion is to respect his wishes. Don't put him on the gift. Don't put his name on there. Just do it from you and your brother and let him do his own thing.
Okay. On the text line. I'm sorry.
Here's an idea. What if you had a conversation?
That always seems to be the case with the listener letter.
It ultimately
right?
really is.
I mean, it's all about communication, conversation. Yeah, it seems to always be about that, or, you know, the base, right?
Right.
On the text line, though, Monica says, just carry on as always. Nico says, dude needs to bust his butt to make extra money to cover his share. It's called being a man, and most importantly, it's your mother.
Wow. Okay.
Also got another text here.
I like that.
You absolutely put his name on the gift. It's 100% because he feels bad. He can't contribute that much. But if you are all siblings and love each other, you would just put his name on the gift no matter what he says.
Well, and my thing, this is, like, I always think about what we say at the food drive, which is like, do your part. Everybody do your part. Maybe somebody's part is $40 worth of a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the other sister, you know, the one who wrote the letter, Shelley, maybe she can do $100. And then the brother who makes more money is happy to cover the rest of it. I think that, you know, as long as you're doing your part, I feel like it's all okay. But for some reason, it's feeling wrong to him, or he feels bad and embarrassed that he can't do enough. But yeah.
I do kind of like this from the text line, just put from the kids.
From the kids. From
I kinda
your
like
kids.
That, yeah.
Yeah, then that doesn't say which ones. No, I agree. That's a tricky way to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's not lying.
Right.
It is from your kids.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think
just
that's
not the one who was upset. You don't have to say that, though.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My dad would do that. He'd be like, you guys are coming down for a visit. And we'd be like, yep. He'd go, okay, I'll email you a list of local hotels.
Kevin James.
I see what you're doing there, Dad. I picked up on it. Yeah, yep.
That's very nice.
Yeah, very subtle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, entertainment news time, brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Got a story, Kevin?
I do, Steve. You know, I was thinking about TV this coming fall. You know, it used to be such a big deal because all the networks would release their big fall TV shows. Like, we'd get through summer, and then it would be like, it is TV time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with streaming, people just drop shows whenever they want. It's all over the place. It's a little harder to keep up with, right?
Right. And there's just, yeah, there's just so many places.
Absolutely. And so I started thinking, what are the hot shows or the shows that are getting some talk heading into this fall?
I don't even know, to be honest with you, actually.
And, you know, like, one of the ones that already got some talk was Cobra Kai, which that came out in July. Let's see. There's Valhalla Season 3. Yeah, so those are ones that already came out. Now, shows that are coming out right now and then into the fall, these are what they're calling the most anticipated shows coming up this year.
Okay.
One of them stars a real big movie star. His name is Vince Vaughn.
Oh, wow.
Bad Monkey Season 1.
Okay.
It's Vince Vaughn. It's based on a novel and developed by the guy who made the show Scrubs and Ted Lasso. That's Bill Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he's got a pretty good track record.
Yeah, I would say so.
It stars Vince Vaughn as a washed-up police detective reduced to conducting restaurant inspections. Then, inspecting a restaurant, a severed arm drags him back into the South Florida criminal underbelly.
Okay. So is this like a drama comedy type of situation?
It's got Vince Vaughn in it. I can't imagine anything with Vince Vaughn that didn't have some comedy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's got
to
have a little bit.
If he's trying to do drama, there's just no way that guy can deliver a line without doing some comedy in it. So that one, that premieres August 14th, which is next week.
Okay.
August 14th on Apple TV Plus.
Nice.
Bad Monkey Season 1. I think I'm interested in that. I'm going to give that one a try.
Are you? Okay.
I do enjoy Vince Vaughn.
Okay. He is, I don't know, I like some of his stuff and other things, I guess.
Agreed.
I don't know. But that could be good. And does that mean, what is that show that you really like that's on Apple Plus? Is that coming back?
Shrinking.
Yeah, that's the one.
Dude, I cannot find a date for that thing. It's making me so mad.
But it was confirmed that they are doing a second season, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And
Other ones, shows that are already established, Emily in Paris Season 4, that is coming out next week as well, August 15th. At the end of the month, another Season 4 for Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, man, I have never watched that show.
Steve, you should get through the seasons. I think you would really like it.
It looks good. And
I am mad at myself because, and Jay and I both did the same thing on Season 3, where we started watching. We were all in on the first two seasons. Season 3, we started watching, and then kind of just lost interest or something. And that was it. Like, I never have finished it.
Hmm.
Now, I always say, I'm going to go back and finish Season 3 and then be ready for Season 4. You could watch any of the seasons, I think.
Okay.
Separately.
Okay. Okay. So are you going to do it then? Are you?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I mean, I say I'm gonna, but who knows, right?
That's fair. Now, that is, okay, so Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, they are like the
They're so
three,
great.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it really is fun. And I think every time they start to do way too much with the storyline, they get so many potential, what's the word, where you're the suspect. They have so many potential suspects, they make you start thinking, oh, it could have been this person that did it, this person did it. There's almost so many storylines going on that it's a little too much.
Oh.
But then, like in Season 2, I thought the same thing, and then they tied it all up in a nice little bow, and it was great.
Okay.
So I just need to trust them more, I guess.
So it doesn't transfer over at all to the next season. It's a completely new deal.
That is correct.
Okay.
There might be things that, you know, pop up because it's the same characters, and they might reference something that happened before, but I do think you could watch each one individually.
Okay. All right, well.
A couple other quick ones for you. Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Season 2 on Prime Video. That will kick off at the end of this month. And then this one is interesting. This is on actual television called CBS.
Ah, I've heard of it.
Matlock season one. You're like, what do you mean Matlock season one? You can't have Matlock season one. Matlock was on for 50 years with Andy Griffith. Right?
Have they not done a reboot of that yet? Is this the first one?
Huh. I mean, that's what I thought, Steve. Didn't they already do one of these? But it says it's season one with Kathy Bates playing the character of Matlock.
Huh. I do like Kathy Bates.
As soon as I see her sitting in a courtroom, I go, that looks legit. Yeah, I'm in. That starts in September 1st. Let's see if there's another really big one. On Netflix, Kristen Bell and Adam Brody, again, two big stars.
Yeah.
Doing a romantic comedy called Nobody Wants This. That's on Netflix.
Okay, we'll see if somebody does.
And then, of course, have you heard of this one? Yellowstone. Season 5 will finally premiere the final episodes of Season 5, November 10th. It'll actually finally happen.
Yeah, I know you're excited, and you and Jay are excited about that.
I mean, I got to get caught up on the story. Someone needs to make like a 30-minute YouTube video that gives us the whole storyline again of where we're at, because it's been so long, I cannot remember.
I'm sure you'll be sucked in, though, as soon as you...
Oh, of course I will.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that's what's great about shows like that, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good, and we know enough of the characters and everything else that you're just going to get sucked right back in.
Okay. All right, so your to-do list, Yellowstone, Only Murders in the Building, anything else?
Yeah, I want to watch the Bad Monkey with Vince Vaughn. I'm going to try that one.
Okay, so that's three things. Can you handle it is the question.
Yeah, I mean, I say that I'm going to do all these things, but I'm kind of like a deadbeat dad to my TV. I don't really show up when I say I'm going to.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was going to play you a new song. You want to hear a new song?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
You want to hear the new
song? I thought you said my new song, and I was like, I don't even remember making one.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty. Welcome to a Tuesday. This part of the Jay and Kevin Show is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane. Tasty.
Yes, let's give away some stuff, Steve, right now.
I like this idea.
Let's do it. I have something in my pocket.
You do?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let's make sure that this is very clear. My pocket is just simply symbolic, if you will.
Okay.
The item can be larger than my pocket, and I promise you this time around it is larger than my pocket. In fact, it's about... I don't know. I'd say about 18 inches long.
Okay. All right. So you want to guess what's in Kevin's pocket? A chance to win Nate Smith and Ernest tickets, Outlaw Music Festival tickets, Kane Brown tickets. We let you pick.
Your choice.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, you have to just guess. What do they get a
question.
They
ask a yes-no question, yeah. Steve. That's right. They do a yes-no question, uh-huh. And then I will tell them yes or no. And then they get to take a guess at it. What do they think is in my pocket?
All right, 509-441-0999, 509-441-0999 to call with a question and then guess what is in Mr. Kevin James's pockets. Very exciting stuff.
I don't know that it matters, but it is my right pocket because my left pocket has a hole.
I feel like then it does maybe matter. Okay. All right, good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this? Hello, who's this?
Good talk.
Maybe not. Did I do this?
Okay. Oh.
All right, let's try this. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Seth.
Hey, Seth, how's it going?
It is going. Back for round two, Kevin. Hopefully one day I crush you.
I mean, I hope you do too, Seth. That would be an honor.
You are honestly my nemesis because I always seem to lose to you, and I never seem to lose to a fine, educated man like Jay.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Seth, do you have a yes-no question for us on what's in my pocket?
Is the item in your pocket, is it, what's the word, flexible or is it rigid?
Ooh.
It's got a little give to it, a little give, but not much.
I don't know, is it like a one of those like plastic straws that go in your, like, you know, those like thermos cups?
Oh, I wish. It is not.
No go on that, huh? No. Okay. All right, well,
thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Seth. Appreciate you.
Bye.
All right, should we grab another person, Kevin? What do you say? I say yes. So, good morning, Jay and Kevin Joe.
Hey, this is Braden.
Hey, Braden, you got a guess? Or you got a question first, I guess. I'm skipping ahead.
I don't know. I think I know what's in his pocket.
Oh.
You think you know already?
I think I know.
Wow. Well, do you want a yes-no question? You don't have to. I mean, it's your choice.
I mean, I just want to guess what's in there.
Okay, what do you think it is?
I think it's his wallet.
It is not my wallet. I don't even know where. Oh, my wallet's in my briefcase today.
Oh, okay. All right.
AKA my briefcase, for those who do not know.
There you go. Well, thanks for the guess, Braden.
Yeah, thank you.
Yolk's Fresh Market bag today.
Ooh, you fancy, man. You fancy. Yeah. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Hello, this is Jess.
Hey, Jess, you got a question? Yes, no question for Kevin?
Is it some sort of tool?
Ooh, not a tool. Like, boy, I'm going to say no, technically. Like, you wouldn't go to the tools section to find this.
Okay. Is it a back scratcher?
Ooh, is it a back scratcher, Kevin?
It is my back scratcher in my pocket.
No. Hey!
You are so good. You pay attention, don't you?
I do.
You know that we have the back scratchers in here. Yeah, I don't. So is that, it's not a tool, right? It's like an apparatus. What would you refer to a back scratcher as?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not. It's kind of like a tool because it's very useful, but
oh right.
Yeah. Well, that you got it right. What tickets are you going to go with? We have a lot of options for you.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you the rundown again, just so you know which?
Yeah.
Okay. So Nate Smith and Ernest, Outlaw Music Festival, and Kane Brown. Those are the three.
Let's go with Kane Brown.
All right, Kane Brown. Excellent.
You will
excellent.
Not be sorry.
All right, Jess, hang on the line for a second, and we'll get you hooked up with those Kane Brown tickets, all right?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And great guess. You know, I think that was a good item, Kevin.
Yeah, the back scratcher, it's a great item. And I knew it was today we were going to reward someone who really listens and plays along, you know. We talk about the back scratcher quite a bit. Steve, I'm looking right now at, I did not know this was a thing, but now all of a sudden I want it, and we could get our logo put on it. We could get 300 of these for $353.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like a deal.
Promotional back scratcher / shoehorn. So one end is a back scratcher, one end is a shoehorn, and we could get the Jane Kevin logo on them.
I mean, Jay's not here to approve or disprove, so
we should do it?
Yeah.
You have the company credit card?